The title of my message today is Be Careful How You Use Your Nutcracker. The sermon is taken from the Gospel of John, chapter 13, verse 34 to 35. A new command I give you, love one another as I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. Let us pray. Almighty God, we come to you in the name of Jesus and ask you to help us to understand and to fathom the substance of your love. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Jesus implies in the scripture that we've just read that he is not only the source of love, but that he is love. And furthermore, as stewards of his love, he has given us a new commandment that we should love one another. It is simply not normal to command people that they must love one another. However, the main reason that Jesus has done this is because, one, he has given us as stewards his love to take care of. And two, we can only benefit when we communicate and integrate with his love and his peace and his goal for unity at work within each one of us. Christmas is a time when people get together more than at any other time of the year. However, because of the coronavirus pandemic, gatherings have been limited within households so that there are less people than usual coming together for Christmas. The pandemic seemed to have chosen this particular seasonal celebration to increase its presence in the world. And at the same time, God has provided the world through science several vaccines to help humanity to start to get rid of this terrible pandemic. Over 2,000 years ago, God decided to give the world his love as a gift by sending the baby Lord Jesus to us. In a few days, we'll be celebrating the birth of Christ. At this time of the year, those who are alone and homeless become very conscious of their loneliness and homelessness and the need to be loved. Because of the celebratory aspect and focus on family coming together, there are more suicides committed than in other seasons of the year. There are also increases of conflicts and disagreements in families and marriages. But some, having a consciousness of the true meaning of Christmas, enjoy, savor, and celebrate the birth of the Lord Jesus, acknowledging the gift of God's love to mankind. At this time of the year that you'll be cracking more nuts than usual, I want to use this nutcracker as a symbol of your love. Imagine that each of you have been given a walnut. However, to get to the nut inside, you have to crack that shell. In my experience, the best nuts to eat are those that are not damaged or squashed when the shell is cracked open. Such undamaged nuts seem to taste better. It's no easy task to crack open the shell without damaging or squashing the nut inside. You have to handle the nutcracker with gentleness. However, too often we approach people without care and sensitivity, and we hurt them by bruising them through a lack of love and care. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is gentle. When you approach anyone, you need to be careful not to hurt or to bruise or to break what's inside that person. This is what makes good relationships. But before we can use our love effectively, we need to allow ourselves to be cracked open by God so we can discover and experience His love. You see, you are like a walnut, and God wants to crack you open without hurting you or wounding you or squashing you. That's why He sent His Son to us this Christmas time over 2,000 years ago. Jesus has been sent to help us to be reconciled with His Father. We read in John 3, verse 16, "For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life." When you literally believe that Jesus died on the cross for your sins and receive Him in your heart as Lord and Savior, you shall be saved. I was 25 years old when God cracked me open and I wrote the following poem. Inside each one of us is a soul longing to be united with the living God. And once the hard shell of your human nature has been gently cracked open by God, through beginning a relationship with His Son Jesus, the work of salvation begins, as it did in my situation. Here's my poem. My world came tumbling down, but when I woke up and looked around, you were there. Your loving arms caressed my shattered soul, and I laid my weary head to rest upon you. And you comforted me, and you nurtured me, and strengthened me. And now, with your power, I'll jump the moat and scale the wall and wield my sword across the battlements. And when I fall, I'll look for you, and you'll comfort me. I would like to take this opportunity to wish you and your families a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, 2021. Despite the coronavirus pandemic, thank you for your support and your prayers. And be careful how you use your nutcracker. God bless you, Pastor Philip.
Lord, I love you. You know I do. Lord, shine.